Let's go to County Donegal next, to Carrickmacquigley near Redcastle, where 15,000 crabs escaped from a truck after it ended up in a ditch on Monday. They spilled from aluminium containers and escaped into a field. However, their great escape was short-lived as workers managed to claw back most of them. They were bound for shops and restaurants in Portugal. One of the crab catchers was Oran McLaughlin from McLaughlin's Recovery in Donegal, and he's with us now. Oran, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad. Tell us, what happened?
The Portuguese firm was coming from the port of Greencastle and it's narrow roads and they just went a bit too close to the edge or whatever happened to them and the truck overturned into the field.
So you were called out as part of a truck recovery, is that right?
Yeah, we're the main operator in the Northwest. We're doing the heavy lifting for like a recovery and big lorries, large lorries, heavy equipment and stuff, so we get a call from authorities to come and assist the retrieve the truck from the field out onto the road.
And you had to start chasing crabs, yes?
Well, whenever we landed, it was unusual kind of a scene. Whenever we got there, we kind of noticed that the front of the trailer was busted with the impact going onto the falling into the field, and the crabs were making their way out. Now they were making their way out of the trailer.
15,000 of them. How did you get
15,000.
Them all? How did you get them all back?
It was a massive operation. Then we had to get the road closed. The local council got the road closed first, and we could just reach out for help. And a good team of guys we have with us, they come down and helped us all get them lifted back. The cranes were hoisting in to lift ton bags of them out on the road, and we're getting them. Had to get them out of the field. Save the crab was the most important thing. At that stage, we thought we were going just to lift a heavy vehicle out of the side of the road, but the situation changed when we landed.
Did you need much? Like, how many people were involved in helping you out?
Well, there were probably about 40 people up to about 10, 11 o'clock at night, and then after that, they started to fizzle out at the end up, and we'd only had about 18 there helping, you know.
It took till 10 or 11 o'clock at night?
No, well, it took to actually to 5 a.m. in the morning to get them all.
How do you look for crabs in the dark?
We had massive lighting tours, so we came with cranes and craned in lighting tours to light up the whole field to make sure we got every one of them lifted.
Did you get the impression the crabs wanted to stay in Donegal?
Well, I think they were trying to make their escape to the ocean. We were quite close to hitting. That was the direction they were heading.
I presume you've never had to do anything like this before, have you?
No, we don't manage a big job, but we never done anything like this before.
And are you sure you got them all back?
I would say we definitely got 95% of them. I would say maybe 5% of them escaped back in, a few jailbreaks, but we got most of them.
What did you have to use? Did you have to use gloves or what were you using to get them?
Yeah,
to pick
we
them
just
up?
Used gloves and stuff and plenty of lights to watch them to see where they were going, obviously, and get them lifted. And get them lifted safe too is an important part of it. Like, when you go to so much bother, that was the most important thing, to try and save them, get them back into circulation, get them back on out of the field and get them saved.
An unusual operation. Good to hear. Oran, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Oran McLaughlin, one of the crab catchers of 15,000 crabs that escaped earlier this week in County Donegal. Where are we now? 9 minutes to 8.